Make sure y'all grab your wine.
What's up, y'all?
I forgot.
What? God damn.
Y'all, today.
Welcome to another episode of Real Spill.
We can't make this up.
I don't know what's going on with this one today.
Y'all, I had a day. I forgot everything today. When I say forgot, I forgot everything.
Tripping. Bad.
Only thing I was worried about was getting my hair installed. So. And she did that. So.
Yeah. It looks really nice.
Thanks. I like it.
Shout out to you.
Thanks.
Mm, your hairstylist.
Shout out to my girl, Pasta, Marshall, NBR, Traveling Pasta. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory.
On today's episode, this is our first live wine down, y'all. And we have our good sis, Miss Kiana.
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Bear Confessions. Y'all know her. Y'all heard her voice before. Y'all seen us tag her.
Yeah. Miss Body Butter and Body Scrape.
Yes.
Yes, the skin guru.
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Oh Honey.
Holy Grail.
Is that your favorite?
Well, I haven't tried the others, but it is my favorite.
You stuck on it?
Yeah, because it does wonders. I don't have it on right now, but I have the butter on.
Mm, I love the rose toner.
Really?
Yes. Did you want to see me? I'm a scramble. I'm like, yes,
well,
ma'am.
It's a natural refresher, so that's good.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm glad you like it. Thank y'all. I'm grateful. Most people cannot say that their friends support them the way that my friends support me. Like, literally, everybody in my circle has bought at least 2 products from me. Or more. Probably at least 3 or 4 products.
Yeah.
So they really spend with me.
No, we've been getting yours since you first told us.
You had to put your stuff and do that to them.
I did.
I put mine on.
Sorry, guys. Somebody called.
Well, we're still here.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Rome said, Shea Butter Baby.
Shea Butter Baby.
Yeah, Rome, yeah.
Well, that's my song for today. Okay, before we get started, it's a couple things that needs to be said. First off, a moment of silence for DMX, please. Yes, and another moment of silence for, what was his name? What's his name? Is it like Dante Wright? Is Dante Wright?
Oh, yeah.
So, another moment of silence for Dante Wright, please. Okay, thank you. We're not going to touch on that particular topic today, but that would be an interesting episode to talk about.
It might be
a little interesting, but
I think we should get Rome and Dale on that one.
Yeah.
As black men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'll be a good one. Rome, what you think?
He's down for it.
I already know.
Yeah, and I'm just signing Dale a little
bit. We just gotta see his availability. We just gotta do his availability.
That's all.
Period.
But please. Since we're doing this live and we are actually recording, so it will be on
your favorite podcast app.
Yeah. So, y'all ready to get this ball and roll?
Yes, let's do it. So, the idea of this particular episode came, I think we all just had some wins that week or that day that we were thinking about this. And so the title, you can't see it on the live, but the title of this episode is going to be Bet on Me. And that's the importance of betting on yourself and investing in yourself and believing in yourself.
Yes.
So, who's going to start? Kiana.
Yeah.
Our guest. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, that's funny because I made a Facebook post a few days ago and it said that, like, literally, if I had to bet on myself, I would bet on me every single time because I know for a fact who I am now, and I know for a fact that, you know, I'm gonna always make a way for me and my family regardless. So that's why I really like this topic, and it took me a long time to get here, you know. And you know, the importance of investing in yourself It is important, okay? Because you cannot rely. I'm married, and y'all know, everybody know how I feel about my man. You know, everybody know how my man feel about me. But I cannot rely 100% on him, because one day he's not going to be there, you know, and I'm going to have to do it myself. So when you invest in yourself, and when I say invest, I'm not talking about money. I mean, right, time, you know, energy. You love yourself. You cater to yourself. When you're doing that and you're nurturing to yourself, you're going to notice your growth. You're going to notice how happy and positive you are. And you're going to surround yourself with those type of people. So that's why, you know, I think that it is very, very, very important to invest in yourself and bet on yourself every time. Because if you believe in yourself and you carry yourself, you know, to a certain standard, then everybody else is going to do the same.
Yep.
You know, if you carry yourself like a bum, then guess who's going to treat you like a bum?
Everybody.
Everybody. But if you treat yourself like a queen and you hold your head up high, then everybody else is going to notice that, you know, and everybody else is going to treat you like a queen.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
You know, it, trust me, it took me a while to get here, but I'm so grateful for my friends, you know, because without them telling me how important I am and my husband, then I would have never been able to bet on me. But guess what? Now I can. And guess what? That ball been rolling, baby.
Period.
Okay. Okay.
Best girl.
Hey Jess, hey Dale.
I'm trying to figure out how long has this been. So I started my own thing for real, like 2017. That's when the thought came to mind. And of course, like, you have a thought, but it's like, it's not gonna be anything if you don't put any action behind it. Thanks. So 2017, baby, that stuff sat there. Y'all, when I tell you it sat there, baby, it sat there. So, 2018 came around, and I was doing something with it. But 2018 was just really, like, a rough year for me. And I was like, you know, I'm going to do tryouts. Y'all, nobody showed up to my tryouts. Only my family and my friends showed up, right?
What kind of tryouts?
And it was, dance. So, I do, like, dance or whatever. And I eventually... We're gonna get into that. So yeah, we're gonna get into that. But nobody showed up. And my auntie, she was there, she said, oh no, baby, this is what we about to do. Come on, all of y'all, let's get over here. We about to learn this dance. Let's go. And we just did like a whole video thing, and that really like turned out really well. Me and my little cousin, because she did it with me, she was helping me. Mm-hmm. And so they did have three girls tell me they were interested, and y'all, that ended up like flopping. No shade to them, but of course they have life too. Like, I'm in middle of college, like,
right,
girl, what you gonna do? So I'm on here trying to get like performances and stuff, and I already have a performance set up, and they just, when I tell you, like, fell through the cracks, didn't show up to practice, sending me long messages like, yeah girl, like, we didn't really know that this, all this was gonna be going on, and don't worry about it, babes. It's okay.
They wasn't dedicated.
I say, and my only discrepancy with that was, you knew what you were signing up for.
Right.
Like, why waste somebody else's time?
Exactly. Right. So, I was, of course, I was like a little upset with that, but it's just like, you know what? I'll try this again later. Put that off again. 2018. 2019, didn't do nothing. 2020, you know, you at home and you just thinking and stuff. And I'm just like, yeah, it's time to get the ball rolling. You need to start doing stuff. And I'm at home, because y'all know I was doing unemployment for a little minute, call center. Never fucking me. So next thing you know, I'm getting inspired, but I don't wanna ruin it. So I said, you know what? Beginning of the year 2021, I'm gonna do a dance visual. And you guys, the visual has been done. And the visual is being edited right now.
It's
amazing.
Great.
And hopefully within the next week, you should have it.
Okay?
Just putting it out there, okay? Don't be a motherfucking stranger. I need you to go follow Footwork by Cali on Instagram, please.
I'm gonna put it in the comments from my page. Let me see.
After this live is over, ask Footwork by Cali, I think. I don't know if it's an underscore or not. Girl, I don't really know.
I think it's just...
She's the social media manager child.
Yeah. I'm a woman of many hats.
I don't do the social media thing. But yeah, no. Like, definitely. Like, I had to... It was just like last year, something was just like, girl, this is what you're going to do, and you're going to do it. You're going to make sure you do it. And, of course, like, I was writing, like, my goals and stuff down, like, what I was going to do. But it's really different when you put action behind it. And no matter if... it doesn't matter if you get any, like, if anybody joins your team and they fall through the cracks, baby, the show must still go on.
You have to keep rolling.
Yeah.
I don't care if, baby, I had dancers falling out. Like, oh, girl, I can't do it. I got this coming up. Oh, girl, I got COVID. I can't do that. Oh, girl, I can't even come to practice today. Baby, the girl that I got learned to dance in one day.
Ain't that something?
Hmm. God works in a serious way. And God, people...
God put people in your life
that will really like be there to help you when you need a helping hand. Mm-hmm. So don't sleep on the people that's in your life, because you never know when you really gonna need them. Just saying. But yes, be on the lookout.
Good.
Okay.
So mine. I don't know if I said this on the last episode or the episode before that. I don't really know.
Who's that?
But in January, I felt like I was like stuck in the place between figuring out what my purpose was and what my passion was. Like, I know for sure that my purpose is what I'm working in, like the field of social work. I know that for a fact. But my passion is not social work. My passion is reading and writing. And one day I want to be a published author who just sits in my loft reading and writing. That's it. So I started like journaling and stuff just for like self-care and taking care of myself. And I'm like, you know what?
Hey,
I'm
stuck. Sorry. Hey, ho. It's about time you joined us. We've been waiting on your presence.
So... I started journaling and stuff, and I'm like, you know, I really want to start a blog. So as y'all already know, some shit happened at the beginning of the year, and that just knocked me completely off my rocker. So I'm sitting there like, bro, I have to do something, but what is it that I'm going to do? Like, how am I going to get this ball rolling? So I just sucked it up. Not so much sucked it up, but... I literally like wrote through it. Like I wrote through the shit that I was going through. So I currently have some blog pieces already ready. Mm-hmm. The shit is amazing, if I do say so myself.
Yes, if I do.
But the only thing, I've been sitting on it. And like when I am ready to put it out there, like I already have a date in mind. I already like... The shit is coming. The only thing that has to come to me is a name. And so when I get the name, the blog will be up and running.
So I already told her that she needed to come the fuck on with it. Mm-hmm. So you guys.
That's the only thing. The only thing I'm waiting on. Oh, no. Y'all have to apply pressure. I had to put pressure on myself.
You already got a name. I already know you already got a name, but you probably second guessing it.
No, I legit don't have a name.
You said that you had some, or you don't like those.
It wasn't it.
She waiting on something to really like.
I want something that's going to hit, and because when it hit, it's going to be a takeoff. Mm-hmm. So that's yeah. The...
It's like Bare Confession.
Right.
Bare, bringing awareness, realness, and empowerment. Period. In various forms. Whether it's skincare, whether it's my blog,
yep.
Whether it's through my book club. We do social outreach ministry as well. You know, we volunteer. You know, my purpose is to empower other people.
Mm-hmm.
Period. So, I like that. Yep. I'm so proud.
Thank you. That's the passion part of it, the reading and writing. So, the purpose... Y'all, this shit basically fell out of the sky. Like, hand to the sky, I kid you not. I was just fucking around on Instagram one day, and I posted a little funny meme. I didn't think nothing of it. And so my old boss saw it and hit me up and was basically, I don't want to give the whole thing away, but within the next month.
Opportunities are...
The opportunity is flowing. And I just tweeted this the other day. Like, I remember being in a clubhouse room, and it was one of the, like, pastors or apostles, whatever you want to call them. He prayed for everybody in the room and said that, in so many words, like, blessings are going to come to you in overflow. And so ever since then, like, abundance has been in my prayer every single night. Mm-hmm. And to see those blessings really just coming, like, that shit is crazy.
It feels good.
It does feel good. It's mind-blowing. But it's
kind of,
like,
shook.
I'm very shook.
Like he even said, the fruit of your labor. Like, yep. You put in all this work. You know, you steady working, trying to figure out, like, where is this work going?
Yeah.
And, you know, out of nowhere, it's just like, here it is. There.
Really? Things don't come.
Wow. How?
How? Like, how? Really, how?
Things don't come the way that you think they will come. But, baby, when they come,
they on time.
Right. It went from a funny meme, a reply to the funny meme,
to
a Zoom call, to an opportunity that's finna put me, like, exactly where I want to be.
Yes, ma'am.
That shit is just
mind-boggling, huh?
Crazy.
All you have to do is have a little bit of faith.
Faith the size of a mustard seed.
In yourself and in God.
Yes.
Because it really will take you far.
Yes.
Like, y'all, I was complaining. They know this. I was complaining about my job. I work in a call center.
But a local cable.
say it. No, don't say it, bro. Just
I'm about to say it. I'm about to say it. Fuck him.
It was really, really, really bad. Like, I hated the job. Like, I worked from home, you know, so I didn't have no complaints. The pay was good. I had insurance, but I just wasn't happy, you know. And then y'all know, like, I have my business as well, and I was doing it on the side. So I was, like, getting orders and, you know, the opportunity came for me to put my products in a local spa. So I'm just like, oh, Lord, taking these calls, getting cussed out with these customers. Y'all, why don't people fire me? I'm talking about had me, like, on the phone, working, just like I'm going through a normal day. We have coachings once a month or twice a month. And so, you know, they had my coaching on the schedule as normal. I talked to my supervisor throughout the day. Y'all, this the killer. Told the lady, like, things I needed to improve in or areas I needed to improve in. In areas, you know, that I feel like I was really excelling in. The lady telling me, oh, yeah, you know, you're doing such a great job. Just keep on hanging there. Not even an hour later, y'all, the lady was like, yeah, we're going to move forward with termination.
I'm so sorry. It's
not
funny, but it's fucking hilarious.
I'm just like, burn. Termination, man. You know, I got bills. You know, right. We're talking about termination. Like, all I'm going to say is I was fired from Cox
and she still February says the 19th.
And, oh, sorry. I still said the name. But yeah, I was fired from Cox on February 19th. And, you know, it's been going. You know, it's not where I want it to be. But I feel like me being fired really put me in a place to make it what I want to be. You know, so I don't know if y'all noticed. If y'all follow me, if you don't follow me, go follow me at Bear Confessions _. If you haven't noticed, I've did a lot of upgrades to my site. You know, it's just a lot of things that I've been able to incorporate into my business. You know, I've been able to come up with a business plan, a marketing plan. You know, I'm a communications major, so marketing is something a little different for me. But I've been able to, like, sit down and study that, you know. And that's why I say invest in yourself doesn't always mean monetary, you know. It's not always just money. When you invest in yourself, you incorporate in yourself the skills that you need to succeed, or you growing, you know. It's people don't like to grow because it's uncomfortable, you know. And that was my problem. Like, I don't like being on camera. Like, look at me, you know. I don't like being on camera. It's very awkward. But in order to grow my business, this is something that I had to do. So this is a big step for me, you know. And I'm proud of myself for even doing this, you know. But I just said that, you know, to say invest in yourself. It's important. It's gonna take you places, you know. Invest.
So we got two comments. Kevin said, "I'm so glad you got fired, and started investing in yourself."
Yes.
Rome said, "Cox said that weak ass Wi-Fi they got."
though, girl, you got so much potential. Like, why are you sleeping on yourself?
Right.
Like, yo. You can be like, girl, that's like, my, that's do my you question. Not see who you are? Wait, like, grow.
Is it
you
know, oh, I thought it was paused.
Oh, whatever. And I used to always be like, yeah, this girl. She don't know what she's talking about, but...
No, sometimes you gotta hear from somebody else.
Yeah, she really knew what she was talking about. And since I've been doing that for me, y'all, like, I just feel better, you know? So
I have a question for I want all of us to answer. What was the moment that made you wake up and stop sleeping on yourself? Like, what was the exact moment that had you like, you know what? Let me get my fucking ducks in a row right now. I can tell y'all what mine was.
You go first then, babe, because I'm trying to think.
I think this was... Was this one of those snow days or was it just a day that I took off? I think this was in the midst of me going to both of them funerals at the beginning of the year. And I think I just had a day to myself. And I slept in. I woke up. And I felt very, very comfortable when I woke up. Like, not going to work, no nothing. But when I got to work the next day, y'all, I walked in that bitch and I said... I cannot do this for the rest of my life. And that was it. I'm like, fuck no. I cannot just wake up and go punch a clock on somebody else's dime. Like, that's not the life that I'm supposed to be living. And knowing that I have a talent, knowing that my talent is what my passion is, it's no way that I'm going to keep doing this shit for somebody else. Fuck no. Fuck that.
Yeah. The moment I realized it, would have definitely been when I got fired. Like, I mean, I knew when I was born that I was a free spirit and I wasn't meant to be under nobody, you know, because I feel like I have a very dominant attitude. But I when they fired me, y'all, that took a lot out of me because I was there for a long time, you know, and the lady that fired me, which I know it wasn't nothing personal, you know, I feel like that was her job or whatever, but the reason why she fired me was just... stupid,
bogus.
You know, lady was cursing me out, y'all. I transferred her to the correct department, but I didn't tell her in the midst of her calling me B's and H's that I, you know, that I was transferring her. So they terminated me for that. But in that moment, I knew that, like, yeah, me working for somebody else is just not my thing. Mm-hmm. And the hardest thing to accept with that was like nobody. I can't say nobody because of course my friends, but like the people that I wanted to believe in me. Don't believe in me, you know. So that was the hardest thing because people was asking me like, "Girl, when you finna apply for a job? Like, you, it's April. Y'all got it like that, you know." Right. And I'm just like, I don't want to apply for a job, you know. Why? I don't want to. Should be good enough for you, you know. Like, I don't want to. Period. You know, I'm working on myself. I'm investing.
You
honestly
don't have to answer them.
Exactly. And when are people gonna learn to
mind your business?
Mind your fucking business and stop counting other people's pockets.
Because you're trying to put $1.50 in your pocket while she has $150 in hers. Please.
Okay. So, like, mind yours. Mind the business that fucking pays you.
Yes.
You're working with quarters. Okay. You're working with dollars over here. You don't...
We're working with ush bucks over here.
Hello. It's all about the usherman's baby. Like, yeah, no. Oh wow, imagine that plan that he throwing them.
Yeah,
wow. About me read for the last two episodes, baby.
I got a comment.
Us what?
Rome said they put limitations on you because they weren't capable of doing it.
Hello. That's facts, Rome. That's facts. Hello. And that's what, and you know, my sidebar, because you know, I've been wanting to get this out for me. Mm-hmm. You know, people always told me my whole life, like, your mouth gonna get you in a world of trouble. Like, you always just say how you feel. Like, you don't never, like, consider nobody else's feelings. I do. But as I got older, I realized, you know, I did have to realize it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And people don't like hearing the truth. you know, and me and my mouth really got me to where I am today. So, you know, for everybody who has said that my mouth is gonna get me, but I've been told my mouth was gonna get me killed, my mouth was gonna get me in jail, my mouth was gonna do this, like, whole bunch of things. Y'all can kiss my ass.
Heard that.
Because look at me now. Like, I'm not where I wanna be, but I'm confident in where I'm going, and I'm confident in who I am. So those who doubted me, keep sleeping. Keep throwing those little bricks. Keep throwing those rocks. Because everyone you throw at me, I'm using it as a stepping stone. And I'm just getting higher and higher and higher.
Somebody say, my motto is fuck them, let their mama low. For real.
Period.
For reals.
Period.
Two kids in the bucket.
Fuck it.
That's how it is.
Y'all know that's my go-to.
That's the motto that y'all
want me. We got a question, but Callie, you answer yours first and then we'll...
I said me reading the actual book, like, I don't know, it's something like I can't even put it in words, but matter of fact, you don't know what it was. I remember this shit. Okay, so if you don't know, the bathroom is my thinking place. The toilet is my thinking, like, chair. That's where all, like, honestly, that's where all my creativity literally just comes out, like, spills out. I'm in the shower, shit just, like, fucking comes to mind. I'm like, no, bitch, you gotta fucking remember this. You gotta do it. I will lock myself in the bathroom. In, like, in the middle of the day, like, Sierra has to use the bathroom. Like, girl, what are you doing? I'm in there dancing my life away in the bathroom, like a lunatic. But hey, whatever. I'm sitting on the toilet, and remember, I was texting y'all. and I said, bro, they really use the point of it all like this in this book, and that shit really hit.
Ethic 3, okay.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there and I'm listening to the song. I said, bitch, you know what? I'm gonna do this. Oh, I'm gonna make a dance to this. Next person I get married, I'm gonna say, hey, bitch, can I do this at your wedding? Like, at your reception. And I just kept listening to that book. I want to say, like, within that day or so. Mm-hmm. And I said, it would be kind of cool if, you know, you try to do something like mirror that. Y'all getting the inside scoop, baby. Mirror that that whole chapter into, like, dance. So I'm like, okay, that's gonna be the challenge. Let's see if you can do it. And it's just like, when I say things just really just, like, started coming to mind. And me working from home really was a plus. Because, babe, I would put them people on hold and go to the front and be like, yeah, no, bitch, we about to do this for 15 minutes. We about to get this going. Recording myself so I don't, you know, forget things. And just to see, like, what I capture. And I saw today, it was like, you know, if you see something that you don't like, fix it, change it. Like, mm-hmm. It's that simple. And also, like, me telling them about it. And it was like, yeah, bitch, you know, like, that'll be good. But it's different when you have people that be like, okay, when is happening? Mm-hmm. Like, when you gonna do it? Like, you saying it, but when is it gonna happen? And it's just like, well, I'm gonna do it. And
don't keep saying
you put things off for whatever reason that is. But we gotta stop procrastinating. And procrastination is, like, my biggest thing. Biggest procrastinator in life here. But I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna have it done and I'm gonna just do it. And I mean, did what Nike did, and I just did it. So wow. I'm here now and you're gonna see it next week. So be prepared.
Get ready.
Seriously.
Question.
All right, so question. Do you feel like you're living in other people's dreams? Like, you're doing what they want or what they want for you? My answer is fuck no. I've never moved according to how the people feel or what other people want me to do. I don't give a fuck about that.
Honestly, no, I'm not living in other people's dreams.
Yeah, I did.
Girl,
a long time ago.
This is, like, no way, shape, or form, like, shitting on anyone. But, like, I remember when I was younger, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go to school for, like, engineering. And, My grandfather always said, you have to do something because you high maintenance as hell. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. Baby, I didn't know school was going to be like that. Like, I did not know school was like that. But my mom and my daddy, they didn't finish. Well, my daddy didn't go to college and my mama didn't finish college. She went to, she got like a trade. And to hear and that's why they be like, what y'all doing? That's why they be so proud to see us, like, as a collective, not just me, not just my sister, but all of us, like, the whole entire friend group, moving in ways that they would have never even imagined that any of us could move. And this goes to, like, Kiana, what you said earlier. What I told her, we had a conversation on the phone, like, if not last week, the week before last. And I told her, I said, sometimes people ain't gonna believe in what you see, but it's not up to them to see what you fucking see, because everybody they can't the
same. Right. Right.
Because bitch, y'all working with 2020, I'm over here working with 2016. You get what I'm saying? So you're not gonna see what I see.
Right.
But what I will do is I'm gonna put in the work so that you will be able to see and be like, damn, she did tell me that she was gonna do that. Like, that's crazy. And this is another thing, like, I remember 2017, I was like, yeah, mom, I'm gonna do it. Yeah, I'm gonna do like a whole dance thing, da da da. Girl, that is so dumb. That's so stupid. Why would you even do that? And I'm just like, well, I'm gonna do it. So I really don't care. Like, no shade to her, but like, yeah, no. So I had stopped just saying stuff and I just started moving fucking accordingly. And this last time, whenever I had like my visual and stuff, I don't know if it just clicked, like, oh, she really serious about this. Child, she came, she was over here sewing shit up for me. She like, yeah, no, I need, y'all need to come over this way. No, baby, come on, let me fix your dress right here. Like, biggest cheerleader.
That's what's up.
My daddy, the same way, like, I heard you didn't tell me you had a visual. You didn't tell me that you
was doing something.
Girl, he, I walked in, he say, well, what y'all had going on today? I said, well, I did a video. Let me see the video. Because he calls himself a choreographer, girl. Oh. So he like, let me see the video. And so, well, I want to, like, whenever the video comes out, I already know, like, it's gonna be like freaking epic and they gonna like really be up for it. But remember, like I said, they didn't see it. People have to actually see you do stuff for them to be like, damn, she's serious. I thought that bitch was just talking.
Right.
Bitch, I don't talk just to talk.
No, to answer the question, I feel like now in college, when I graduated, I was a biology major, knowing good and damn well I hated biology. But, you know, like, my mama not wanted me to be a doctor, a lawyer, you know, something like that. And they're just, I like to write, you know. And then here I am at 26, really, really, really passionate about skincare, like, really, really love giving facials.
Never freaking imagined.
You know, but... That don't mean I'm not working on my blog as well, because I've been saying since I was 16, I'm going to start my own magazine. So that's...
You've been saying that before 16.
A lot of people have been saying, like, yeah, I've been saying that for a
long time. You've been saying that since we were, like,
and that's
six.
Still my goal in mind. Like, I love doing this skincare, but in the back of my mind, I'm working towards a bigger goal. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm going places, you know. So at the beginning, yeah, Kevin, I was like living for other people. Like, okay, well, this was my mama. I'm the only child, you know. When she leave, I'm her legacy, you know. I gotta do what she want me to do. But she, another topic for another day. I'm living for me.
That's the only person you can live for, like, yourself. So, all right, we got some more questions. Kevin coming with it.
All right. Okay.
This one is for you, Callie. She said, do you believe in the saying, when you're hurt, you listen to the lyrics, but when you're happy, you dance to the music?
I listen to lyrics all the time. Like, I dissect songs, like, all the fucking time. But when you hurt, it kind of take it to a whole nother level, because it's like, bitch, I didn't know that song hit like that.
I think as a dancer, like, you listen to the lyrics and you feel that hurt, but because you dance, like, that's your way of expressing
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, like, mind you, y'all not going to hear stuff the way that I'm going to hear stuff.
Kelly's been dancing since she was, like, two.
In the womb.
Like, and y'all, like, like, I'll hear a beat and I'm like, damn, you'll hear. And I don't know what it is, but lately I've been really into, like, music, like, getting into, like, samples and shit. Very weird, whatever. But it's like you just hear things a little different. And with the dancer, honestly, a dancer is gonna tell you how that music go. Like, a the dancer would tell you how you need to feel, how you, you know, what the song is talking about. Just pay attention to that. But like, yeah, like, bitch, you'll see a whole dance, you'll be like, where the fuck is, what beat is she dancing on? But you don't hear what they hear. Yeah.
Jazz said, I think it's true. And Cordell said, it just hit different.
It do. But yeah, like when you, I would say whenever you're hurt or when you're going through certain things, like whatever that song is talking, Heartbreak Anniversary for fucking instance. I ain't gonna lie, like, I was like, you know, this is cool, you know, mm-hmm. I get it. Child, I'm going through old messages, like, from 16, like, 15, 16. Y'all, I listened to that song.
I need a refill.
I said, oh my God, I am about to cry at this desk because, bitch, what the fuck is this? It's like whenever you experience something, or when you're reminded of something, if you see something that fucking reminds you of something,
thank you,
and you hear the fucking song, it just kind of,
you're like, damn.
Yeah.
We told y'all this was gonna get good. Grab your wine,
and send some questions.
Yes, send some questions.
All right, this is a good one. As educated Black women, do you feel like you are responsible for the African American race as a whole? Yeah. Like, is your job to educate people, share info with them, help them in any way, etc.? Or do you feel like they should get it how you did, figure it out?
I mean, I'm always willing to share knowledge.
Yeah. Now, as far as responsibility, that's a lot. Like, when you take on responsibility for something, that's giving a lot of your energy, you know? Yeah. So, I'm not going to just...
touch that real quick.
I'm not
going
to just...
Man, why
did
your phone toys?
Sorry.
I took a nap, sorry.
Okay.
It looked like your phone said it took a nap.
I'm not going to take responsibility for it, but I am super, I feel like, pro-Black. You know, I'm all for educating the Black community and rooting for Black women and being for Black women. Now, do I feel like that's my responsibility? Mm-hmm. No. I don't feel like it's my responsibility, but I do feel that...
This girl...
I guess not a responsibility, but I feel like it's a pleasure, I guess. You know, it's something that, not pleasure, wrong word, but y'all know what I'm saying. I feel like it's not your responsibility, but it's something you should do if you feel comfortable with doing it. You know, don't do it if you're not comfortable, if you don't believe in it, you know. But if you actually believe in the Black culture and the Black community, then, you know, yeah, invest in your brothers and sisters, because a lot of people do not know, like, where they come from. They don't know their potential, you know, because Black people have been
put misguided down for so long.
Yes.
That's what I think. Me working in mental health, that's my main concern for the African American race as a whole. Like, we just need to know that there are options out there for us. Like, you don't have to hold that shit in. You can find help. Yes. You can reach out. Like, there are resources for whatever you need. Like, whether it's you just needing to vent about how your day was, to where you actually need, like, multiple times out the week sessions with a certified therapist. Like, I'm very, very adamant about mental health in the Black community, and I want everybody else to be on game with that as well.
Yes. So, because let me tell you, I'm a PK preacher's kid, and, you know, it's hard. Like, they don't really advocate mental health, you know. Pray about it.
That's
you
all
know,
they say,
pray about it. You're going to be all right. You know, like, praying, don't get me wrong, praying is good, you know.
Faith without work is dead.
Like, you can't just pray about it. You can't just talk to God about it. Like, you have to put some work behind it.
You
got to
put the action behind it, like how you said earlier. You got to put action behind it.
Yes.
Important.
All right, what else we got?
Girl, Keenan is going off in these fucking...
I love the comments. I love them.
I love it.
All right. Do you feel like because your parents didn't accomplish something, they put their dreams on you, and you feel like you don't accomplish something they wanted, that you're a failure?
Yes.
No, not to me. I don't really care what my mom and dad
think. I think it depends on your childhood, your upbringing. I mean, I know my mom had, like, certain standards for me that I didn't meet, but... You know, I really feel like it depends on you and your, like, your upbringing.
You want to know something? My sister went to I think I told the story before, but she went to Mortuary Sign School. Ew. So my daddy did not want her to do
She said black people don't advocate for mental health because they're not familiar.
They're not.
That's true.
They're not.
And but I feel like
it's really not their fault though. It's not their fault.
It's not. And it's some real shit. And Rome can attest to this. Like, he's in the comments over here. My family, before me and Rome came along, my family did not know what the fuck mental health was. Mm-hmm. I swear to y'all, it was always pray about it, talk to God about it, let's go to church, let's do this, let's do that. No, like, you need more than just prayer. You need more than just church. Like, you have to put some work behind it. And what really sealed the deal for me, like, and I don't mind, you can say why I can't see all the comments.
Who
said that? Keevan. Baby, I don't know. What really sealed the deal for me, and I don't mind telling y'all this. I feel like I might have said it on the episode before. This was, man, this had to have been like 2015 or 16, something like that. One of my very good friends, he died in a plane crash.
Yeah.
And I hadn't lost a friend in some time. Like, I think prior to that, it had been a couple years. But that shit really was fucking with me, like, of course, I've lost people before, but it's like to die a tragic death like that just out of nowhere.
Suddenly.
Like, that shit was crazy. So, and that's when I first started experiencing anxiety and everything. And y'all, I kid you not, I remember being in my room and I'm just like, bro, I don't feel good. Like, I just don't feel good. So I went in there, I told my mom, I said, you know, I think something is going on with my anxiety. Like, I don't feel like this is okay. And she said, what's wrong with you? And I said, you know, my friend just died in a plane crash. Y'all, this woman looked me in my fucking eyes and said, do I need to douse you with some holy water?
What? Sorry.
Y'all, like, I can't make this shit up. I cannot make this shit up, dude.
Y'all,
for real.
It's really not funny, but it's fucking hilarious. Because, girl.
Like,
douse me in holy water.
Yes.
Wow.
Not please.
And I'm like, you serious?
Speak the blood of Jesus over you.
And I just looked at her and I walked out her room and I'm like, yep, I'll never tell her nothing else about what the fuck going on with me. Mm-hmm. But I took that moment to really focus on my own mental health. Like, that shit don't need to happen to other people, you know? Mm-hmm. So,
Should
you
get another question in the chat?
No. I'm looking at who joined.
Oh, I
can't see it from here. But Rome said you had to take that shit to the altar, literally. Yeah, that's how it was. With my mom, like, you got an issue? All right, church coming up in a couple days.
Yeah, we're going to have a conversation.
Do I need to call the pastor? Fuck the pastor. I don't want to talk to him. Fuck.
We're not going to get on that today. We're not going to do that today. We're not going to do that today.
So, let's see. Okay, this is for you, Calicia. Rome said, from one musician to another, because dance is a form of music. Mm-hmm. It's interpretation and expression. When you're drawn to a song as an artist, it hits different. Oh, that was just a comment. That
definitely,
was a question.
Definitely.
All right. Another question. Do you feel like what you run from, you run into? For example, if you have mommy issues that you don't take care of, you end up being your mom. If you run away from daddy issues, you end up marrying him.
No.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that.
No.
I don't really have no issues.
I feel like some people may search for that, what they lacking in certain people. You know, but I don't feel like you will, like, turn into your mom or, like, you will marry somebody just like your dad. If anything, I feel like you'll run from it.
Yeah,
or, like, you might be confused as to what love is. So, you'll be in a toxic situation, but I don't think that situation would mimic exactly what, your dad or your mom.
Right.
I think you will just search for love, you know, randomly without being real, like, you know, strategic about it.
Well, I'm not gonna lie, like, I wouldn't mind marrying somebody that's like my daddy.
Yeah.
He's a freaking lunatic. He's a freaking lunatic, but, like, he a man at the end of the day. Like, it's some things that I would probably freaking change. But, like, his whole attitude, like, if I don't give a fuck with a person,
and they can sing.
He does not, like, talk above a whisper. All you want to do is joke.
Jazz says she's seen it, but she never experienced it.
What?
Like, the scenario that Keevan gave
me. Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of... I'm sorry. A lot of females do have daddy issues.
And they'll, like, search for the love that didn't get
with them. Yeah, like, but it's like somebody. You're falling into something very much so, yeah. Like, chaotic, very toxic.
Right.
That's not healthy.
I don't talk about my father on here. Like, I don't fuck with that nigga, like, point blank period. But I don't think that... Because I've always had a male figure in my life, even though he wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, consciously, I make sure that I don't go after men like who him. Are like him. Like, if mm-hmm. you give me traits of that nigga, like, that's dead game. Yeah.
Like, turn off.
Dead game. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a no-no.
That's a fuck no.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Okay, this is a good one. Keevan, baby, we see your questions.
Why are
we see your questions.
I'm weak.
Why are people scared to comfort their parents for the emotional distress or trauma they cause?
She must mean confront.
No, comfort.
Why would we comfort our parents if they
listen to the rest of the question?
Oh, okay, sorry.
Why are people so concerned that their parents will be hurt, although you've been suffering for years?
I definitely think she mean confront.
Keevan, did you mean?
She mean confront.
Did you mean confront or? Well, I think she did mean confront.
I mean, I told my mom.
I feel like you can confront somebody, and somebody told me this not 2 days ago. You can confront them a million times, but when they say I'm sorry and don't mean it,
confront.
What that's going to solve?
What happened? Who told you that?
Right,
you really gotta take that shit up with yourself, baby. If you got an issue, you gotta keep, like, handle that by yourself, because sometimes people just don't see
it. Hey, bunny girl, I know you was on here.
Hi, bunny. Rome said, remember, if don't nobody love you, daddy love you.
I love you too, Rome.
What is petty?
Shay said, they don't want to come off as disrespectful. Parents would try to use that excuse so quick. That
excuse was just used to me like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
That, you know, I'm being so disrespectful. How? I'm just telling you how I feel. You know, it's the fact of you being older than me and me expressing myself. You feel like I'm grown. I ain't gotta do this, do that. No.
You want to know something funny? My parents are big on, like, disrespect. Like, that was one thing that we couldn't do when we were younger.
It's true, Jay.
So, now that I'm older, the way that I handle an older person, if they fucking try me, look, I ain't trying to, and this is exactly how I fucking said, look, I ain't trying to be disrespectful or come at you sideways, however, you not gonna fucking talk to me the way that you talking to me.
Not the fucking baby.
You not gonna talk to me that way. I don't know, I don't know what type of issues that you got going on. But baby, this right here, yeah, no, you're not gonna handle me like that.
Yeah.
In order to get respect, you have to give it. And if you can't give it, I'm not giving it to you. Have that's a great one.
That's what Shay said. She said, I don't gotta explain myself to nobody. She said, I'm grown as fuck. And that's how I am too. Like, they'll tell you, my brother tell you, anybody. I don't give a flying fuck about nothing or nobody because I'm grown.
Period. And about a year ago, the hood princess taught us
you don't beg nobody for nothing.
We don't do that begging shit.
Period.
Either bro, like ever since she said that, I hate to get that bitch her props.
She gotta get a lot of credit for that, man.
Bro, she gets on my nerves.
That's one good thing.
Yeah, but no, she did. Like that was one thing that she preached to us, and to see her teaching her child that, is like. And he just
because he's a real stand up toddler for real.
He is a stand up guy for real.
3 years old. 3 years old. And really than a lot of these niggas that we know.
Like he opened the door for his mama. He hugged his mama. He loved his mama. Like she instilling like you feel your feelings. You know, don't be with all that whining, but you feel it and go through it and move past.
Yes.
That's going to teach him a lot in life, you know. But this
and that's a good trait for a fucking 3-year-old to have. Like, adults.
Shout out to our
adults are not capable of being like that. Real, like, real shit.
Yeah.
Shout out to the real one.
But this ain't about her. We ain't gonna make it about her.
She say, hold the applause, y'all.
The girl is freaking delusional. Delusional.
She say, really? I didn't want to steal the show, but
So disturbing. So disturbing.
Why did she keep doing that?
I don't know, but it's still going on over here.
Yeah, it's still doing it. Oh, I fucking say it's having problems.
Anyway,
do y'all have any more questions for the host?
Yeah, send us some more questions.
Jazz, Dale, Shane, Kevin, Ron, any other viewers, if y'all have any questions, y'all can pose it in the chat. Kevin, what you talking about?
The most,
what was I about to say? What did you say? This bitch say, are you a top or a bottom?
Girl, go ahead, bro.
Ron got a question. I feel like I know what he gonna ask.
Have you ever seen Mexican twins?
Bro, wasn't that 18? Or was that 19?
Damn, Shay hit us with a hard one.
What y'all think happened to
I ain't gonna speak on that.
I don't
feel comfortable speaking on that or giving my opinion.
I pray for her.
Yeah, that was a lot. Honestly, and this completely off topic, but today at work, I was so caught up in between the body that they found and then watching the George Floyd, like the Derek Chauvin trial. That shit was just a lot. And it's
I feel like they're giving him a
bug.
Why this trial take so long?
Everybody's saying the same thing, but it's not going to go the way everybody thinks it's going to go.
What she said?
She said Rome is so predictable.
Very.
We're going to get back to the Kevin question. But that was a lot. And I'm just thinking, like, this is a lot for us to take in. Like, if you... I'm the type of person... I'm the type of person, I like to stay up to date on current events. So, of course, I'm always on WAOB and always on CNN. But it's like... when the current events are nothing but like trauma and tragic shit, it's like, God damn, true. Like, can
that's
we catch
why
a fucking
I don't
break?
Watch the news.
Fuck. That's a lot. That is a fucking lot. But we're praying for Corey.
But Shay said she's seen Mexican twins.
Shay, we're going to have to introduce you to Rome so y'all can have this discussion.
Yeah, because he really wants to know.
Yeah.
He's very concerned.
Yeah. All right, Kevin says, do you think it's a right way to do life? For example, don't have kids till you're married.
No, there's no right way to do life. You deal with a stack of cards and you
play
the
motherfucker.
I don't say nothing is the right way.
Yeah, I don't think it's... Whichever way
you do it is it's the correct way.
Your way of doing life is correct.
But of course, like our parents will be... because, girl, I'm going to be like... girl, don't have no babies out of wedlock. And I'm just like, I'm about to be 26. Time is ticking. Time is of the essence. So, like, if a...
I'd rather hear it in the streets.
I am not, like, I ain't trying to get pregnant, like, this summer. Not even next summer. Probably not even the summer after that. But, bitch, I ain't trying to have my first child at 38. I'm just saying, now when the clock hits 30, 12 a.m., June 8th, I turn 30, 12
a.m., June
8th, that year, whoever gets it, whoever I'm with, we have a baby on the way. Like, you have to do whatever needs to be done so that we can have a child.
What she said? She said, well, when?
Y'all, I think about it. I think about that shit often. Like, bitch, you are not ready for kids.
Kevin asked the question that I was going to ask. But, okay. Oh, we're going to get to it. But right now, she says, if your significant other asked you to delete all your social media, anything that doesn't affect your money or business, would you delete it?
Yeah, if it's for the better. Because, I mean, technically, he's supposed to leave me. So, I'm trusting him to leave me appropriately.
I'm so sorry.
So,
but you a wife, though. You a wife.
I'm about to say, if you ain't
giving me the spirit that you're leading, baby, I'm not following.
Can I see? Oh, Shay said yeah, she would, but
if you don't have that leading spirit, it's no way I can follow.
You ain't gonna just tell me.
If you're gonna entertain me during the time that I would normally be on social media after you told me to delete it, then sure.
Said, because honey, but I don't even be on social media, honestly. Well, I don't post on social media. Let me get that correct.
If you gonna make me laugh, like Twitter and Facebook make me laugh, absolutely.
You better be Cat Williams in the motherfucking video.
Absolutely. Okay, now this is a good one, Kevin. Do all women have a mental clock, like to get married, have babies, be in her career, etc.? Why or why not? No, now,
I don't think all.
I
not all women want to have kids.
And I think as time goes on, like as a single woman with these grand career opportunities steady presenting themselves to me, I'm becoming, and this is some real shit. Kelly C knows this. You might not.
Yeah, you
but I'm becoming more.
So mad with this.
I don't know why you got mad. It's some real shit.
I was like,
I'm becoming way more accepting of never having kids.
That's good.
Like real shit.
Live your life.
Everybody, I mean, live it. But you can live your life with your baby, like a baby.
Everybody don't want to have kids.
And I think
Denise still love kids.
Though. I love kids, but that's why I have nieces and nephews and godbabies. Like I'm okay with that. But as far as me doing my own thing, like think about it. I'll be 26 this year.
Mm-hmm.
A single 26-year-old woman, if you're not coming correct, don't come at all.
Period.
And if you don't come correct until years later, then that's just what it is. But I'm not about to rush into a relationship. Or what she say?
Shay said you giving her rich auntie vibes.
That's the goal, Shay. That is the goal.
Jay said I'm a firm believer in fuck them kids.
No, seriously. But now I'm gonna say this, and it's a reason why I say this.
She said that's gonna be me.
My daddy was the only, like, my daddy don't know his daddy people. Like, he probably know a cousin or two. I don't know my grandfather's side of the family, like, at all. I only know one cousin. And so I don't want to be like in a
key, man. We about to block you from the life.
I don't know. I just want to be able to leave my mark. And of course I'll leave my mark business wise, but I want to leave my mark child wise. Like I want to be able to have like a child and produce like the village that I have for me. You know what I'm saying? Now, baby, I don't give a fuck if you come correct or if you don't come correct. I already told y'all. Bitch, at a certain age, I will go get fucking inseminated. I'm just fucking saying it. Because, and it's okay. It's all right. Because, yes, you know, it would be nice to have a man, like, rub your belly and rub your fucking feet. Please don't do that. But, bitch, I can rub my own belly, okay?
Girl, you say that, but when you pregnant and going through it, you want somebody there.
I'm gonna have my friends. Let's cuddle up, bitches.
You know,
baby, look, I'm gonna be in Bali. I don't know what you're talking about.
Honey, I'm right there with you. What the fuck do you mean? We're giving birth.
So, okay, Shay said, let me ask this. Why don't you want kids? Is there a fear? Now, on some real shit, I think as time goes on, it's kind of a fear because you just never know, like, what can happen with a woman's body during birth. It's so much that goes on. And I just had this conversation with one of my friends. Like, it's not just, okay, I got pregnant, boom, go 9 months, here's the baby. No, there's so much other shit that goes on in that. Right, like, you got to think about the different effects that being pregnant has on your body, like, mentally, emotionally, physically, all that shit. It's not just a straight line from getting pregnant and then having a baby.
Right. Yeah, because bitches get preeclampsia, people got her
All kind of shit.
Like, yeah, no, people be dying and, like, you know.
Damn. And I think the mindset I'm in is like there's way more risk in having a baby and doing all that shit than it is
living your life.
Going get a bag.
Get a surrogate.
YOLO.
I'd rather go get a bag and take care of all my nieces and nephews and shit. I don't mind.
So sorry, but they need somebody to play with.
Oh no,
they got other cousins. But
hey, they're gonna be fucking teenagers when I'm having kids.
That's true.
Okay.
Kevin said, I don't have nobody here with me. In life, you learn to adjust. Everything is a lesson. That's true.
And, you know, technology is freaking amazing. And they can probably give you, they probably can make something that allows something to just go around your stomach.
Jazz,
to just
what's your question? put your question in the chat.
Yeah, go ahead. Ask us some questions.
You know what?
You want to...
Oh, yeah.
Or you want to keep this going?
Oh, we can keep this going. Okay. This ain't no problem.
Well, you guys, we're still live. This is
So, me and the homie was having a convo about child support earlier. Ooh, nice. When do you think that someone should be put on child support and what's the cost from it?
It depends on if they're doing it for the child. It really depends on part. Like, if they're already present and actually doing for the child, I would say there's no sense of putting them on child support.
Yeah, but now, if they being a
deadbeat, or they saying, oh, yeah, no, I ain't doing that. I mean, but people are petty, though.
I feel like even if they, if they spend time with the child, but they not there financially, they need to be on child support because it took both of y'all. And children are very expensive, you know. But like Kelly said, if they're a deadbeat, they need to be on child support. But if he's actually like an active parent and, you know, y'all can co-parent, then him, you know, that's between y'all.
And speaking from somebody that don't have kids, this is how I look at child support.
No, she said they also talked about people being bitter.
Oh, bitch, they better fuck them.
Ooh, that's not coming. Oh, go ahead.
But coming from somebody that's like single and got no kids, but I've seen the whole child support like thing go about. I feel like this is me. Y'all, you know, mothers chime in. I feel as if time is way more important than money. Now, don't get me wrong. I know shit get expensive. But I would rather have my child know who their fucking father is than them having new J's on their feet.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Time is important.
And to have, because that child will be able to cherish that shit forever. Bitch, them fucking J's gonna be done for it in the next 8 months.
Yeah, time is important, but bitch, time don't buy diapers.
No, it don't. And you're right.
Like, you know, I feel like I get what you're saying, though. You know, time is valuable. I would much rather, you know, him to be there than not be there at all. But, you know, I feel like, baby, look.
And if they trying, now.
Give me my coins.
And this is another thing. And I need women to understand this. If a man is freaking trying, they may not be able to get the funds the way that you would want them to get, or they may, like, when people say, say, give me till next week to give you X amount of money for this, you get what I'm saying?
Or just stand on what you're saying.
That's fine. But if you can do that, that would be freaking great. You know, I mean, they helping you, bitch, help them. Like, y'all have, it's a compromise thing when raising children. Mm-hmm. To me, like I said, I ain't got no goddamn kids. But,
Jesse,
are you being a fucking deadbeat and you ain't doing, like, you living your life with another bitch and you taking care of her kids? Yeah, bitch, I'm about to put you on child support because obviously you're taking my child as a fucking joke and me too.
Yeah.
Now, my views on child support just, they may be different from a lot of others, but like growing up in a single parent household, like with just my mama and me and my siblings, my mama her whole thing was she's never go put the people in her business. So she never put our dads on child support, like ever. And her whole mindset behind it was, you know, as you get older, you're gonna see who was there for you and who did for you. Like, it, you know, back then that shit sound good. Like, I even understand it now because I'm not dumb. Like, I get it. But it's like, I think she could have saved herself a lot of trouble if she would have did, you know. But
yeah, she's a strong, independent, black-ass woman.
Jazz said that people keeping the child from the other parent to prove a point. What y'all feel about that? And also, like how y'all feel about people keeping the child from the other parent to prove a point.
Oh, if you're a parent who use your child as a pawn, you're a bitch. Stupid.
You're petty. Grow the fuck up, please. Because you're only, you're hurting, hurting the child.
Facts. And she said, I find it funny how everybody always go for the males because it's some single fathers out here too.
Hello.
That's true.
Can I meet a single father with one child?
Girl, sit down.
Please, no, honestly, no, real, like, this is real shit, right? A man being a father is the sexiest shit ever.
Girl.
The hugest fucking turn on, bitch.
I don't know. Men with kids is actually a turnoff to me. Like,
what?
I kudos to any guy out there. Like, if you're a father, you're doing your thing. Congratulations. Yes. Like, but that's not ideally the man that is going to get my pants.
What if you
like,
don't want to have a kid? You want to have a kid? Because your pants be wet no matter what.
Never lax, bitch. Never.
Come on, man.
Sorry, brief
information. I'm screaming,
y'all,
bro.
Funny.
It's the wine, y'all.
Keevan said mothers have to. Oh, she said something else first.
Oh, honey, she going old.
She is. She said it don't matter if they are there. You can't feed a child off of presents. You need money. Hey. Just like the mama have to get it to do for the child, the father should be held to the same standards. Mm-hmm. Correct. Women are so lenient on me when it comes to parenting. It baffles me. Mm-hmm. Mothers have to show up at all costs all the time. And if they don't, God forbid, if they don't, they could be all types of deadbeat. That's true.
Yeah, no. Everything that she said is fact. Like I said, I ain't got no kids.
Like, man, I'm married, okay? And I can tell y'all that Cordell is a great father. He always does. But you always have that option to be a part-time dad. I'm going to always have to be a full-time mama no matter what, you know? So I definitely agree with that. Like, as a mother, if you neglect your child, you're going to be drugged through the mud. But fathers, they have a lot more leeway, you know, that they can take. Like, you know, dad can come home from work and do what he wants. But see, mommy got to feed the child, bathe the child, like, rock the baby.
Bro, that's facts for real. Coming from a two-parent household.
Yeah, you know, so I mean, and this, I guess that's just nature, you know, it's the way that women are equipped and the way that men are equipped. But, you know, one thing I can say, I don't know how it is to struggle as a parent. That's always amazing. Had the other parent though.
This is a question for me. With you not wanting kids, when do you think is the right time to discuss that with the person you're dating?
First date.
Definitely a first date question. More so a first date question if I feel like that person is going to be around in the long run.
Like if they're the second date.
Yeah, like if they're the second or third date, then yeah. What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
You still recording?
Yeah, I'm still recording.
Oh, well, I don't know. But anyway, if I'm not going to say kids are completely X'd out of my life plan. I'm not going to say that. But if I never have a child, I'm not going to be upset about it.
Right.
You know?
If you have a child,
then... If I have a child, then yes. But if I never have a child, okay. Like, I'm not going to trip on that.
That's how I was, but then I got my car seat.
But, like, I'm not going to intentionally be like, oh, yeah, let's make a baby. Yeah. No.
No.
I know where you're going with that. But...
I mean, once I do have a child, it's really going to be fucked up kids, honestly. But...
That's when I'm like, well, baby, do you want your child?
So everybody keep begging me to have a second child. And I really don't want to go through that trauma. Like, I went through postpartum depression. Like, I really do not want to go through that again. And then, you know, people don't like to watch your kids when you have more than one. And me and my husband likes to go. So we need to be able to drop Carson off to one of his TTs and get on the highway.
Shay said, extra tax money, extra food stamps. It ain't that bad.
What I'm talking about. Exactly. It's benefits that come with the children.
Her child 20 years old.
That's what she said earlier. She said she had hers young, like she got him out the way.
Girl,
I'm screaming.
Her child literally like grown.
Oh, okay. Well, Ken, you got yours already, so you can't answer this.
What's
your ideal version of a man?
His aunt name is at Grown Man 5. That's my ideal version. He's a.
Is he still on him?
Probably not, because he had the baby question and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But he's a gentleman. Like, literally, when me and Dale got together, mind y'all, I came out of an abusive relationship. So, I'm talking about, like, literally, like, knife to throw, gun to head.
At this point,
we need a charger.
Abusive relationship. Very abusive.
Which one you want?
So, oh, you know, when Cordell came along, like, he was opening my door.
Oh, shit.
He was just the ultimate gentleman, pulling out my chair. Like, he was taking me on dates. Like, he didn't ask to spend the night. He ain't asked to, like, he's very comforting. You know, my ideal version of a man was someone that wasn't so aggressive, because I am aggressive. So, I didn't want somebody that was really aggressive. I didn't want somebody that was a pussy either, you know. So I definitely, yeah, somebody that can put their foot down without putting their foot down, if that makes sense, you know, like somebody I can respect without taking it overboard. And he's definitely my gentle giant. Like, I love him.
Sorry.
So if you're watching, shout out to you, babe, because you swept me off my feet.
He gonna hear it. He listening.
Like,
my
literally light and shining armor, y'all. Like I couldn't have pictured a better partner for myself. Like, literally, when our first date, I'm probably talking too much about this.
Honey, no, grab on your man. Grab on your man.
Our first date was so awkward, y'all. Like, we sat on the couch. We was in my house. It wasn't really a date. I more so cooked, because, you know, I can eat. Waking it up. So I cooked for him and he came over. He sat on the couch across from me and I sat on the couch across from him, and y'all, we smiled at each other for like an hour and ate our food.
But the thing is, they still do that.
Like, literally, we didn't say nothing. We were just smiling. And then he left and like he gave me a kiss and I saw fireworks. Like, I saw
him. Oh, yeah. You know, really, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Girl. I said,
is that, no, like, for real? Like,
the
that's
turkey
thing.
Next guy.
Damn, I have
some
today.
I'm definitely rambling
with you. What's my ideal man? My ideal man would be the just like the person who asked me this question. My brother, like, my brother will do any and everything for me, like, with no hesitation. And if you can't if you can't show up for me like my brother can, then you're just not the man for me. And he's always told me this, though, like, never settle for a man if he can't be what I am to you.
And that says a lot.
And that does say a lot. And he's my baby brother at that.
Yeah, I always tell y'all that I love y'all bond. Like, they really close.
Yep.
He caters to her.
And if my brother don't approve of you, deuces.
You gotta go.
Deuces, nigga.
You gotta go.
You gotta go through the girl chat and the brother.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for you.
But if Rome don't approve, then you just...
Me and Ron usually be on the same page, so we be having conference meeting. Come over here.
No, they really do. Like,
let's have a conversation.
I ain't gonna say if. I forgot what this was, but I had something over here, and I'm looking for both of them. They outside running it about my fucking love life.
Wow.
Was this
Friendsgiving?
Probably Friendsgiving. Probably. Mm-hmm. Another party that you had. We have
every part
about adoption.
Oh, I love the idea of adoption.
I watch Orphan too much, honey.
Girl.
I feel like
if I adopt, it gotta be a baby, baby. Like,
I feel like if you adopt a child, no matter what age, you have to be prepared for the circumstances. Because I know somebody personally that adopted a child who mom was on crack like the whole time.
Right.
So the baby came out. Now, granted, the little boy is really, really progressing. Like, the little boy, he's amazing. You know, the doctor said he wouldn't be able to walk, talk, none of that. But, you know, she adopted him knowing all of that, knowing how much money she was going to put into his care, hospital visits and stuff like that. Because he didn't have brain surgeries and everything. So, you know, I think that with adoption, you just got to be prepared for anything.
Yeah.
You got to really just be with it. I'm not.
And I want more people to become accepting of the fact that babies are not the only ones who need to be adopted.
Facts.
Like, you have toddlers, you have adolescents, you have teens. Like,
yeah.
They need homes too. Don't just go for the babies.
And they get the, I watch too many documentaries, and the stuff that they go through in the foster homes and the system is just
hard. They just a chip. Like, it's very sad.
Yeah.
But I watch too much TV. Like, when I tell you I watch too much TV, like, that's a real thing.
Life.
I watch too much TV. And so TV kind of ruins my outlook on reality, because I have a huge ass guard up when it comes to a lot of things. And it's only because of me watching TV. Like, I watch fucking true. It was a point in time I was watching true crime every single day, morning, noon, and night, watching true crime. And so I'm afraid to go stay out of state, because bitch, you're about to come after me.
No, she's like, I'm going out of state this weekend, and I went and bought a mace. self-defense
mm-hmm.
stuff of thing.
Oh, like, got me a pocket knife, girl. Yeah. My daddy had a whole ass class.
Look. He's like, this is somebody come home. You had that pocket knife, and you know you had to step back a little bit,
get your little stance together.
She said, girl, what's in that wine?
You get your little stance together, you grab that, you have your finger on that button. They try you, yank that shit.
Hey, you want to know some real life self-defense shit? Wow. I forgot where I was and who I was talking to, but the nigga told me, no matter where you at, make sure you keep a ballpoint pen on you. And I said, why the fuck would I have a ballpoint pen? Uh-huh. He said, listen, if somebody attack you and you don't have no gun, no knife, no mace, you pull out that ballpoint and you jig them, like, in their neck.
Real John Wick shit. Yeah. I like that.
Oh, that definitely.
John Wick shit. John Wick. He killed him with a pencil. A fucking pencil. If you watch John Wick, look, if you ain't never seen that damn movie I ever told you about, watch John Wick, babes.
I said, got your movie. Okay. Not the video.
We still gonna go live. However,
we need to end the audio recording. So
we love you guys. We hope you all enjoyed. So sorry that you missed the live, but you can still catch it on our page because we will save it.
Yes.
But again,
this is the first of many. Even though we got completely off topic, but that's
it's
okay.
Great. A range of topics today,
which is good. We got some good. Clap it up.
We love you all. We hope you all enjoyed.
Don't get off the live.
No. We just ended the recording.
This is ending the recording, y'all.
But like I said, we love y'all.
Don't forget to follow me at Bare Confessions.
Yes.
_ on Instagram.
Yes.
And shop all natural skincare products with your girl. Please.
Yes. We you never know, we might do a little giveaway soon.
Actually, we can do a giveaway because we got over 100 followers.
Matter of fact, how many followers you have?
I need to get to 500. I'm at like 450.
If y'all get her to 500 followers, we'll have a giveaway.
Mm-hmm. All natural skincare, you don't want to miss out. And it works.
It works wonders. We're gonna post tag her in a couple things tomorrow on our story. So please be on the lookout.
Yes.
But other than that, we're gonna catch y'all on the next episode. Bye.